Bezer Shem Mizbeuchim begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam Sechas came the laws of vessels in the Sefer Tan, the Book of Purity. We will continue in the theme of the previous Perekim regarding that of the Kli Eitz regarding wooden vessels, specifically regarding the broken pieces of a wooden vessel. As Rambam begins Halacha of the rule, Kol Kli Shenitma, any vessel became Tamei. V'nishba Achash Shenitma, and it broke after it was Tamei. And V'nifsid the Tzurasa V'tashmisha, and it lost its figure, its form, and its utility, meaning it's not fit to use what it was fit before broke, even though you could still use it for something else. Tar b'shvirasa, it's been purified with its breaking. So two vessels that broke when they were tar, when they were pure. Shvirim in makabotuma. Now the broken pieces are not receptive for tuma. Which the Rambam tells halacha based, what is the measurement for breaking? So kamashir hashever, what's the measurement for its breaking? She shavah b'kli eitz, that it should break if it's a wooden vessel, a kli eitz, a more bone vessel, v'yitar, and that's going to be pure. So kol klei balibatim. So all the vessels of a common homeowner, shirim k'rimayim. The measurement is the size of a pomegranate. Ketzer haso. When the vessel develops a hole, the size that a pomegranate could fall out from it, tar, it's going to be pure. It's not considered as a vessel anymore. Now, regarding this pomegranate that they said, is baini, is a medium-sized one. Not too big, not too small, according to the understanding of the one who sees it. And moreover, it should be that there are three pomegranates that are connected one with the other, meaning you have the weight of the two pushing the third one, going through the hole. Without that pushing, it wouldn't even go out. Even so, that's already considered it would go out because of that push, and that would already purify the vessel. Now, nikva kli b'maitzi zayis. Let's say the vessel develops a hole the size that an olive would come out. Usasamai, and then it was plugged up. And then right there on the side of it, where that old hole was, it developed another hole that an olive would come out. It was something that was plugged up. Until it was completed, that size of where the holes had developed, which were fixed and developed, each one the size of his eyes. Now, if that whole thing had been breached, at one time would have been the size of a pomegranate. Although now it's totally closed right now. It's pure. Because it developed what's called a new face. So it's like a new vessel, essentially, because the old vessel is not anymore, because it has the size of a rimon, although it's plugged, which was never makabel tumah, this new vessel, and therefore it would be tar. Regarding a vessel that were initially made, with holes that would have a pomegranate fall out of it. Could go in a sal, like for example, a basket, v'ha pochlots, which is a type of a netting made out of ropes that you put on the camels, which are shelgamelm of camels, or va'apefyaris, or the trellises, which are weavings of sticks to hang on them the grapevines, mekabotum and then mekabotumah, because that's what they're made for, actually you cut it open until the majority of it is torn. Now, halacha d'ad, apefyaris she'oslem konim, l'malu l'matel chazim, and regarding the trellises, with there were reeds that were made above it and beneath it to support the trellises, tahiris, they're going to be pure, I mean, obviously we're talking about where it was, the majority of it was ruined, and was therefore not fit to mekabel tumah before you attach those reeds. So saying, even with that, it would still be tar. Now, aslin gapayim koshin, but if let's say there was like a frame made around it, even the minute amount, although all of it has holes the size of a pomegranate, mekabel tumah, because ultimately it has a receptacle, which therefore makes it fit to be mekabel tumah. Halacha hey, kol hakelim she'inyochel mekabel rimonim. Old vessels that are not even big enough to receive pomegranates, that obviously cannot be the size of its hole that would make it deficient. Like, for example, a quarter of a kav, which a kav is four lukin, and one leg, which is a quarter of a kav, or half of a quarter of a kav, or these small baskets. So there the measurement is smaller. It's the amount of how much an olive would come out. That already makes it deficient and not a vessel. Now, nigma musif is saying, if let's say the borders got rubbed out, if nishman kedei lekabel kosher, but if it remains at least the amount that it could receive at least something, it's mekabel tumah. Halacha Vav continues regarding vessels that have a distinct utility, then we create the deficiency based on that utility. So halacha Vav hasan shel pas, regarding baskets of bread. Shiurim kikkan shel pas, so that measurement's like loaves of bread, where if a bread would not fall through a hole, then the basket is mekabel tumah. Halacha zayin kupas aganonim, regarding the basket of the gardeners. That mishatetza gudash yark, if it would fall out, a bundle of vegetables, well then tar, then it's going to be tar. Vishal balibatim, now regarding homeowners who they're more concerned about, holding onto their vessels, that's a larger share of b'maitzi tevin, that's the amount of a bundle of straw, which is larger than that bundle of vegetables, which they would use there on the bottom of the baskets, it would have to have that much fallout to make it not a clay anymore. And shalbalanin of the bathhouse attendants is bigvava, which is the thin piece of straw that's mixed in with fertilizer, which they would use to heat the bathhouses. That's how much it would have to fall out to say, okay, it's not useful there either, and therefore it's not a vessel. Lachaches, base ka'aris, regarding the large vessel which is meant to put on the plates. She'in mekabel ka'aris, where it cannot contain the plates. But hoil mekabel hatamchuyin, but since it could contain large pots, oharez mekabel tuma, because it's still useful. And v'chein beis ri, so too regarding a potty, which a little child uses for their to excrete their waste matter, she'in mekabel mashkin, which they cannot urinate inside of it, because it has holes, but hoil mekabel esri, since it would hold their feces, raise mekabel tuma, so it's mekabel tuma. Look at this continues regarding any wooden vessel that's split into two. So kol kliyat shenechlu l'shnayim, any wooden vessel that's split into two tar is pure. V'af bisha mekabel madaf, and they're saying, even though it could receive on the walls of the half that got split, like Bill Pusson, like as a frying pan, still it's considered pure. Chutz mikelim shel eitz, except for wooden vessels, shechetzi in the mektzasim, where half of it or part of it is kli b'fnei atzmo mitchilas asiyasim, where it was considered its own vessel from initial of its making. Because the fact that it can still be used is not enough. It has to be what it initially was for. But if it was initially made like that, like for example, a double table. From the beginning, it was made in two parts. But it could be doubled and expanded. Like for example, there is a serving tray which has different types, which are different like compartments. But and each part has its own container. For example, like a double bench. All things like that, then even if it's split, it would still be mekabel tuma. And mechem beis leginin, ubeis hakoyis, shalait, so to wooden receptacles for pitchers or for cups. Shenifchas achas mehen, where one of them got ruined. Okay, so zeh shenifchas tar, so the one that got ruined is tar. But and ve'in lechibul l'shar batim, it's not connected to all the other compartments. And we don't say that, oh, the one that got ruined is still part of the larger container, and therefore if they become tuma, so to it. And so to nifchas hasheni, if a second compartment gets ruined, tar, it's tar, it's also not connected. Nifchus shlashtim, if all three become ruined, then kulam tar, then the ol gemit tar, because that's the whole entity is ruined. B'chein kol kabbis became eilu, and also anything that's similar to like these types of vessels has this criterion. Halacha yud, mashpelis, which a large box which they use to bring fertilizer to the fields and the animals pull it, where shem tiyasa gavoya. The middle is high, and its corners, its sides are lowered down. And let's say one side is ruined, because it can still receive, it can still contain the fertilizer on the other side. If let's say the other side got ruined, then it's going to be tar, because again, it cannot contain it. Hashulchan, a table, ba'dulpaki, and the counter, shenifchasu, they got ruined. It's mekabel tuma. Until it gets split and each part gets separated from the other part, then it's not going to be mekabel tuma anymore. If let's say one of the legs of the table was taken away, so tahira, so then the table is going to be tar because it cannot stand and therefore you cannot utilize it, so it's not considered clean. So if the second leg was taken away, but actually if the third leg was already taken away, then it depends. If he thinks that, you know what, I'm going to eat on this table or on this counter like I would eat on the board, because now it's without legs and it's just like on the floor, well then mekabel tuma, then it actually would be mekabel tuma. But if not, then it's going to be tar, because ultimately it lost its status as a table and you didn't think you're going to use it like a board to eat on it. L'chidav continues regarding vessels that were taken apart and regarding what's considered that it's fixed. Klein nesarim, which again literally means wooden board vessels, but the girsa seems to be klei nitzarim, wicker vessels, which are vessels made out of woven reeds. Shenaflu is the same, where the border falls down. Well, then term they're going to be tar, because once the border is not there anymore, the whole weaving is going to become undone. Now, the Mnisha Maxim says the same culture, but if let's say the ceiling of the border has remained, even if it's a minute amount, well then, mekabel tuma, then it is mekabel tuma. Halachid beis tavla shemila etzim. We're getting a board that was filled with wood, with tekah, and it was connected to it. Well, then it's going to be tar because you nullified it because you can't use it for anything anymore. If a chibib in the summer was covered with boards, well, then mekabel tuma. It is mekabel tuma because you could still use it for what you wanted to eat on it. Halachid gimel safsel shenisparik. Regarding a bench that was taken apart, so tar, it's not a kli anymore. But tzirgoi b'meshicha is b'chavon. But if it lets you tie it with straps or with rope, well, then mekabel tum, and then it is mekabel tum because it is usable. Halacha yadalat hasalim shel gemalim, regarding the baskets of the camels, which there's no bottom to those baskets. When they want to use it, they tie it on the bottom, and when they want to let out whatever's inside of it, they just untie the knot and everything falls out. So you tie them, when you untie it, tie them, they're pure. Chazik Shem, when you go back and you tie it again, well, mekabel tum, it's mekabel tum, because the receptacle. Nimza comes out, mistam and the mistar, and I feel as upon me, comes out that they could be mekabel tum or not mekabel tum, even 10 times a day, depends if you're, when it's tied or when it's untied. Halacha tezvav finishes regarding what's with a table that was covered with marble. Hashulchan or adul paki shechibim b'shayis, regarding a table or a counter that was covered with marble. So, if a shib hem b'kem anochas ha-kais, if you left an area on that table of the counter where you could put your cups down that wasn't covered with marble, then mekabel tum, it's mekabel tum, because it's like a regular table. But v'mechib ha-kol, but if you cover all of it with marble, tar, it's going to be tar, because marble is not mekabel tum, and we go based on the covering. And that's bein betzipa oimid, whether we're talking about that a plating which is connected with nails, bein betzipa she'ena oimid, whether it's not even covered with and to connect with nails, it's just covering it. Bein shechib es levizvazav, whether you used it to cover the frame which is around the table of the counter, bein shalichim, whether you even didn't cover the frame around it. Bein shalich shal esim chashim, whether the table is made out of a significant wood, kohenesh kadoya, kohenesh, but like boxwood or things like that. Bein shalich shal esim, whether it's from all other woods, doesn't make a difference. Hayim chibim, once you cover it, kulam tahayim, it's all going to be pure. Kamesh Brown, like we explain in Perek Dalad, halacha Dalad.